We live in a global world, and the world is becoming smaller all the time, and it's really changing a lot.
I think the most important thing is that if our country is going to exist in this world, we have to educate our young people.
We feel that it's very important to give back to the society that's been so good to us.
The main thing, though, it's not about writing the check. The main thing is how you feel and the work that you do, and make sure that you can make a difference.
When we found out about the Wild Gift, there was excitement across the campus. We now had the opportunity to fulfill a vision of integrated biology across the two campuses.
In launching new programs, one needs to have signature events. And a new building is a major signature event for a campus.
The building is conceived to be the cornerstone of the Life Sciences Initiative.
The designers of the building have designed lab spaces where you can put almost 100 scientists together on a single floor. And these scientists are eye to eye, bench to bench.
We try to design the building with communication and movement of people in mind, and create spaces in which, you know, they can stop and talk and not feel confined, but to feel a sense of openness and transparency.
It puts real structure behind an idea.
The way that the building brings together a lot of different fields and a lot of different departments to put everyone in the same space, that's really been fantastic.
Until this year, we were 10 faculty in 12 buildings. As a result of all of us moving into this building, it's been a huge change in the interaction among different faculty in the department.
It's really exciting to get to work together and collaborate on these interesting ideas that really have only just come about recently.
Once you come into the facility, you realize the power and the energy of the people that will be in this building.
Weill Hall is a spectacular environment for carrying out science.
You get to really use all of the assets that Cornell has.
That makes it much easier to move forward quickly and to move forward on big problems and big research questions.
We're just on the verge of new discoveries in a whole host of different areas.
We want to understand how individual cells work.
My research is in population genetics.
The primary focus of my research is studying the role of small strokes in Alzheimer's disease.
We use tools from statistics as well as knowledge about biology and put them all together to try and make inferences using this new technology of genotyping.
We actually develop and use advanced optical techniques that give us the capability to see individual blood vessels and individual cells.
We've been looking at a particular class of molecules that led us to uncover a set of proteins that represent important new targets for antiviral therapeutics to treat HIV and AIDS.
The research that they're doing on some of these diseases that are so debilitating to people. It's very important to know that people are working on a cure.
I have a number of important collaborations for my group with faculty at Weill Medical College.
Really tying together the research that we do with patients in New York and the basic research in Ithaca.
It's really an essential component of several projects.
I think to be able to participate in that is a phenomenally exciting experience.
I think we all strive to achieve something greater than ourselves.
I'm excited to be part of a grand experiment.
I like to work at the boundary of what I know.
We've watched in the last period of 4 or 5 years the connectivity with our professors and doctors so that we can go from the bench to the bedside in a much shorter period of time.
It's an extraordinary institution.
We are able to do what we do because people are excited about the research we're doing.
And it gives us capabilities that other researchers working in this field don't have.
To just have someone support you really makes it possible to just keep flying.
The feeling of being able to make a difference in an organization is really terrific, especially and most importantly, an organization that you're passionate about.